For I've had enough of this world and its pleasures. I will arise and go forth to the house of my Yah. I will arise and go forth to the house of my Father. I will arise and go forth to the house of my Yah. House of my Yah.
Shalom, and welcome to today's teaching on the Hebraic roots of Christianity, where we study first century Christianity and the faith that Jesus, whose Hebrew name is Yeshua, which means salvation, taught his disciples. And now, Hebraic roots teacher Eddie Chumney of Hebraic Heritage Ministries International.
Shalom, I'm Eddie Chumney of Hebraic Heritage Ministries, and we welcome you to today's teaching on the subject, What is Biblical Zion? This is part 5 of the series.
Those who are Bible believers in the land of Israel, they will cry out to the God of Israel to remember his covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And in doing so, they will rebel against accepting a Palestinian state based upon 67 borders with East Jerusalem as its capital. And they will declare an independent state in the West Bank with Jerusalem as its capital. And the Bible calls this independent state the state of Zion. Zion, biblical Zion, is born during the tribulation period. It is a nation that's born in a day, Isaiah chapter 66 and verse 8. And what's associated with the birth of biblical Zion is there will be a conflict between the sons of Zion and the sons of Greece. And we're told about this conflict in Zechariah in chapter 9 and verse 13. It says, when I bent Judah for me and filled the bow with Ephraim and raised up your sons, O Zion, against your sons, O Greece. And this conflict between the sons of Zion and the sons of Greece will be fought during the great tribulation period. And the sons of Greece will be setting up one world government, and they will seek to have an international currency. And the rule and reign of this one world government, Revelation chapter 13, is 42 months. It's during this 42-month period that the God of Israel will be judging the nations for dividing his land. It's during this 42-month period that he will be gathering the 12 tribes of Israel from the nations where they've been scattered and bring them back to the land of Israel. And this is the coming together and the establishment of the prophesied biblical Zion. So, a major event of the tribulation period is the birth of the biblical state of Zion, which will be an independent state in the West Bank with Jerusalem as its capital. It will be a rebellion against the nations of the world recognizing a Palestinian state based upon 67 borders with East Jerusalem as its capital. The biblical state of Zion, when it fully comes into being, is Yeshua the Messiah, who has gathered his people from the nations of the world, that is the 12 tribes of Israel, and they will acknowledge him as the Messiah and endeavor to follow his Torah. And biblical Zion is birthed and comes about during the tribulation period. And when Yeshua sets his feet down on the Mount of Olives, then he establishes biblical Zion in the earth when he sets up his kingdom. Biblical Zion is a nation born in one day during the tribulation period. In Isaiah chapter 66, verse 8, it is written, who has heard such a thing? Who has seen such things? Shall the earth be made to bring forth in one day, or shall a nation be born at once? As soon as Zion travailed, she brought forth her children. Zion travailing name is a reference to the tribulation period. So the nation that's being born at once is Zion, and she's born during travail, which is a reference to the tribulation period. And as soon as Zion travailed, she brought forth her children. And the children of Zion is the gathering and uniting of the 12 tribes of Israel. This is a sign of the coming of the Messiah. It's a sign of the end of the exile. It's a sign of the judgment of the nations. Isaiah chapter 66, verse 14, it is written, "When you see this, when you see the birth of biblical Zion during the tribulation period, your heart will rejoice and your bones will flourish like an herb. And the hand of the Lord will be known to his servants and his indignation toward his enemies." When biblical Zion is born, the God of Israel will make a distinction in the earth between those who serve him, those who will believe the covenant made with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and those who do not and oppose the covenant that was made with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The birth of biblical Zion during the tribulation period is the subject of Revelation in chapter 12. In verse 1, it says, "There appeared a great sign in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars." The 12 stars represents the 12 tribes of Israel, or biblical Zion, being one entity. And she is born during the tribulation period, and she being with child cried, travailing in birth, in pain to be delivered. Now, ultimately, when Messiah sets his feet down on the Mount of Olives, the sun and the moon will be under her feet. The sun refers to Greco-Roman Christianity. Once Yeshua sets his feet down the Mount of Olives, there will be no more Greco-Roman Christianity. There will be no more celebration of Christmas and Easter. There will be no more worship on Sunday. His people, who he redeems, he is going to be ruling and reigning with in his kingdom. In Micah, in chapter 5, in verses 2 and 3, we're told that when biblical Zion is born, not only will we have the gathering uniting the 12 tribes of Israel, but we will have the recognition of Yeshua as Messiah, and he will reveal himself to his people. Micah chapter 5, verse 2, "But you, Bethlehem Ephratah, though you be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of you shall he come forth unto me, that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth has been from old, from everlasting." Therefore, he will give them up. What it means by he will give them up is he's hiding his face from them. He will give them up until the time that she which travails is brought forth. He will give them up until the birth of biblical Zion. Then the remnant of his brethren shall return unto the children of Israel. That initiates Messiah gathering and uniting the 12 tribes of Israel and fulfilling the prophecy of Ezekiel chapter 37, verses 15 through 28. In Isaiah chapter 66, verse 8, when it says, "For as soon as Zion travailed, she brought forth her children," the word Zion is the Strong's number 6726. And the way you pronounce this in Hebrew is Zion. And Zion corresponds with the Hebrew word Zion. And Zion and Zion have the same Hebrew letters, Zadi, Yod, Vav, and Nun. And in Hebrew, words that have the same letter belong to the same family, and they have a common understanding regarding the meaning of these words. In Hebrew, words that have the same letters have a similar internal meaning. Let's see how this is so. Because Zion, which has the same letters as Zion, Zion means a sign. So because biblical Hebrew does not have vowels, in the biblical text, the way that you would write Zion is Zadi Yod Vav Nun, and the way that you would write Zion is Zadi Yod Vav Nun. So when you're reading the text, how do you know that the word is Zion or Zion, since they both have the same letters? It would be context that would tell you what the word should be. And that being the case, we have in Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 15, that Rachel was weeping for her children. And she's told in verse 16 to refrain from weeping, because in verse 17, there is hope, because her children will come again to their own border. And specifically, this is a reference to Ephraim, Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 20. Ephraim is a reference to the northern kingdom. And in speaking about Rachel's children, specifically Ephraim, returning to their own border, it says in Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 21, set you up, and the King James says waymarks, and the Hebrew is zion, or it means set you up a sign, or you could read this, set you up Zion. And so the birth of biblical Zion is a sign that Rachel's children, specifically Joseph or Ephraim, is going to return to the land of Israel. Zion is also associated with grafting. And the way you render Zion in English, it is spelled this way, S-C-I-O-N. And Zion is grafting, where the Zion is a detached shoot or twig containing buds from a woody plant. Grafting is a method of plant propagation widely used in horticulture, where the tissues of one plant are encouraged to fuse with those of another. Grafting can only be done between reasonably closely related plants. In most cases, one plant is selected for its roots, and in our biblical understanding, Yeshua is the root. He's the root and the offspring of David, as we are told in Revelation in chapter 22 and verse 16. And this is called the stock or the root stock. The other plant is selected for its stems, leaves, or flowers, and it's called the Zion. Now, in Romans chapter 11, verse 26, it says, and so all Israel shall be saved, as it is written, there shall come out of Zion the deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. So who is the all Israel that is saved? It is those who turn away from ungodliness in Jacob. Those who accept Yeshua as the Messiah is all Israel that ends up being saved or redeemed by him. In Psalm 126, we are going to see a link or association with the redemption of Zion with Isaac or laughter. In Psalm 126 verse 1 it is written, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Then our mouth was filled with laughter. This word laughter is in the Hebrew Yitzhak or Isaac. So the gathering and uniting of the 12 tribes of Israel is associated with Isaac. In the Art Scroll to the Commentary on Genesis, Volume 1, page 641, the rabbis explain that Isaac was born at Passover. All agree that Isaac was born on the first day of Passover, and one of the sources for this is in the Talmud in Rosh Hashanah 11a. In Genesis chapter 21, we're told about the birth of Isaac. It is written, and the Lord visited Sarah, as he had said, and the Lord did unto Sarah as he had spoken. For Sarah conceived and bare Abraham a son in his old age at the set time. Now, in Hebrew, for the English, at the set time, the Hebrew word is moed, which means festival. So it can be read this way, that Isaac was born at the festival. In Genesis chapter 21, verse 3, Abraham called the name of his son Isaac, and Sarah said, God has made me to laugh, so that all that hear, or Shema, will laugh with me. And so where it says the Lord visited Sarah, the word visited is a code word for the God of Israel redeeming his people. So this is a prophecy then of when biblical Zion will be born. Biblical Zion will be born at Passover. And the birth of Isaac is a prophecy of the birth of Zion in the end of days. Isaac was born at Passover. The children of Israel came out of Egypt at Passover. And biblical Zion will be born at Passover as well. And the birth of biblical Zion is the God of Israel visiting his people. In Genesis, in chapter 50, in verse 24, it is written, Joseph said to his brethren, I die, and God will surely visit you. And what's the definition of the God of Israel visiting his people? It is this, I will bring you out of this land unto the land which he swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. This is the code word that Yeshua the Messiah, in appearing to Moses, instructed him to give to the elders of Israel. In Exodus chapter 3, verse 16, it says, Go and gather the elders of Israel together and say, The Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and Jacob, appeared to me, saying, I have surely visited you and seen that which is done to you in Egypt. Exodus chapter 4, verse 31, And when the people believed, when they heard that the Lord had visited the children of Israel, Zion is redeemed, and this is associated with the end of the exile of the house of Jacob. Isaiah in chapter 35, verse 1, The wilderness and solitary place will be glad for them, and the desert will rejoice and blossom as a rose. Isaiah 35, verse 2, that the people will have joy in singing. And what's associated with joy in singing? Verse 10, The ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their heads. They will obtain joy and gladness. Sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Isaiah chapter 35, verse 2, it says, They will see the glory of the Lord. In verse 10, The ransom of the Lord shall return and come to Zion. The glory of the Lord is the cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night. The glory of the Lord is the Shekinah. So the means by which the exiles of Israel are going to be gathered back to the land of Israel by the Messiah is he will do so through the cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night. Ezekiel chapter 39, verse 21, it is written, I will set my glory among the heathen. Verse 25, Now will I bring again the captivity of Jacob and have mercy upon the whole house of Israel. Ezekiel chapter 39, verse 21 and verse 25 is speaking about things following the defeat of Gog and Magog upon the mountains of Israel. So with the defeat of Gog and Magog in the mountains of Israel, the God of Israel declares the exile as being over. And in bringing his people back to the land, he's going to set his glory among the heathen. In John chapter 17, verse 21, Yeshua prayed that they all may be one. He's praying for the gathering and uniting of the 12 tribes of Israel. And what he links with his people being one is that the world would believe that you have sent me. And then in John chapter 17, verse 23, he says, I and them, you and me, that they may be perfect in one, that the world would know that you have sent me. The world will know that Yeshua is the Messiah when he gathers his people from the nations where they've been scattered, bring them back to the land of Israel, doing so signs, wonders, and miracles by the cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night. And when he gathers and unites his people, not only will Yeshua be recognized as the Messiah, not only will the 12 tribes of Israel appoint him as their head, Hosea chapter 1 and verse 11, but Yeshua will be glorified and Israel will be glorified at this time as well. John chapter 17, verse 22, And the glory which you gave me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. So Yeshua prays for the oneness of his people. And the oneness of his people is biblical Zion. Biblical Zion is the unity of the Messiah, and he's regathered his people back to the land of Israel. They are following his Torah, and they are his people. And the way in which Yeshua is going to gather and bring his people back to the land of Israel, it will be done by the cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night, which is the glory of the Lord. And Yeshua is the glory of the Lord. Revelation chapter 21, verse 23. Isaiah in chapter 4, verses 5 and 6. And the Lord will create upon every dwelling place of Mount Zion and upon her her assemblies, plural, a cloud and a smoke by day and the shining of a flaming fire by night. That's the cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night. For upon all the glory shall be, and the King James says, a defense, but the Hebrew word is a huppah or a wedding canopy. So the cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night is called a huppah, and it says in verse 6, there will be a tabernacle for a shadow in the daytime from the heat, and for a place of refuge, and for a covert from storm and from rain. And gathering his people back to the land of Israel by the cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night, Yeshua, the Messiah, will be protecting his people from the beast and the beast system that will be ruling in the world at that time for 42 months and will be oppressing the people of the world. But the people of the God of Israel, who he brings to Zion, will be victorious over the beast, over his mark, over the image of his name. Revelation chapter 15, verses 2 and 3, it says, I saw those that got the victory over the beast, over his mark, over his image, and over the number of his name. In verse 3, they sing the song of Moses, and they sing the song of the Lamb. And the song of the Lamb from Psalm 137 and verse 4 is the song of Zion, and it's the song of the Messiah to gather and unite the 12 tribes of Israel. And so in this teaching, we saw that it's prophesied in the end of days that there will be a controversy of Zion, where the nations will divide the land of Israel and the city of Jerusalem. But in the land of Israel, there will be a rebellion against the nations dividing the land of Israel and the city of Jerusalem, creating a Palestinian state. It will bring about the birth of biblical Zion. Biblical Zion will trigger the gathering and uniting of the 12 tribes of Israel, and the Messiah will be born in his people when biblical Zion comes about. In Psalm, in chapter 87, it is written regarding Zion. It says in Psalm 87, verse 5, of Zion it shall be said, this and that man was born in her. And so the Messiah is going to be revealed when he builds up Zion, Psalm 102, verse 16, and he's going to roar out of Zion, Joel in chapter 3 and verse 16. And the end result is the unity of Messiah with his people, who he's brought back to the land, and they will be following his Torah. That's why the watchman will cry in Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 6, arise and let us go up to Zion unto the Lord our God. And this is the word which you are receiving from this teaching today, to arise out of your spiritual slumber and go up to Zion. This is why we have the words of Psalm 121, verse 4. Behold, he that keeps Israel neither slumbers nor sleeps. And Psalm 122, verse 6, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They will prosper that love thee. Now remember always these words from 1 John chapter 2 and verse 6. He who says he abides in him, he who says he's a believer in Yeshua as the Messiah, ought himself to walk. That means to live our lives even as he walked. And how did Yeshua walk or live his life? He followed the Torah and kept the commandments of his Father. Even so, Yeshua commanded those who believe on him in John chapter 14, verse 15, if you love me, keep my commandments.
Well, that's going to conclude part 5 of the series on the subject, what is biblical Zion? Shalom in Yeshua the Messiah. Amen.
Thank you, Eddie. This is Stephen Morgan, and all of us here at Hebraic Heritage Ministries pray that you have enjoyed today's teaching. If you've been blessed, will you help us to share this message with others? Hebraic Heritage Ministries is supported by your generous financial gifts. In order to help you in your studies and to help us share this message with others, we are offering today the DVD, Yeshua the Lawgiver, for free for a love gift of any amount to the ministry. Hebraic Hebraic Heritage Ministries also offers a monthly discipleship program. If you are interested in starting a fellowship group in your area, let us know. We would like to help you. Please contact us for more details. Our website is hebroots.org. That's HEBROOTS.org. We would like to hear from you. Please send us an email. Finally, in order to take advantage of today's free offer, please mention this product offer and please mail your love gift to Hebraic Heritage Ministries, P.O. Box 81, Strasburg, that's Strasburg, Ohio 44680. Until next time, may Yeshua richly bless you.